New song you're hearing on Life, Kingdom Come, by a very familiar voice, Rebecca St. James. She's taken a little time out of her renewed busy schedule to talk to us. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Now, Rebecca, what have you been up to for the last few years? I mean, you haven't disappeared completely, but we've missed you. What have you been doing?
Thank you. Well, yeah, I took some time off after getting married and having our first child. I was really living, you know, a dream that I'd had the whole time I was doing music, which was, gosh, nearly 20 years in kind of the first round of music. And my dream came true of getting married and having a family. And so I wanted to just sow into the foundations of our family, you know, full time. And it was a really beautiful season. And then about 5 years ago, God called me back into music in a very radical way. And, you know, for the last 3 years, actually, I've been working on new music with Bethel Music, their label. Heritage signed me a few years ago, and it just came out, like the new music. So I've been partnering with my brothers into King Country Farm on some of the songs, and it's been a sweet new season of music. And we have a couple more kids since our first one too, so it's a lot going on, but it's a sweet adventure.
You weren't done with music, obviously. Did you think that you were going to put music on hold and come back to it, or is this, like you were saying, God was leading you back into it?
You know, when I kind of quietly finished out my shows and like semi like retired, really, like from music at least, I was content to hang it up for the rest of my life if that was what God was leading me to do. So I was quite at peace about, you know, maybe singing in church some locally, but just not singing like on the public level like I'd done for those couple decades, you know, starting at 16. So, yeah, so when he kind of out of the blue moved me back into this music space 2 years ago now, like, it was quite a shock, actually. It wasn't something that I saw coming, but it's nice, actually, having opportunities to, you know, minister in these ways that are familiar, but I'm experiencing it a new way now because we travel as a family. We're doing it, you know, with our kids, and seeing the road through their eyes is sweet, and just having the blessing of being able to sing about Jesus, especially in these times where people need hope and encouragement, it's just a really sweet thing, and I appreciate it probably in a new and fresh way.
Well, right now we're enjoying this song, Kingdom Come, that you've done with your brothers for King and Country. Tell us a little bit about it. It's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. So, Kingdom Come, like when we wrote that song, you know, especially like the bulk of it kind of happened in one day, which does not always happen. We knew something special had landed. So I wrote it with my brothers, Joel and Luke, and for King Country. And we carved out this day to write because their schedule's so crazy and mine is too. And, you know, you kind of always just hope that something special will land. And it did that day. I mean, we were just praying. I think for me going in, and Luke and I had chatted kind of beforehand, I think some of the themes that we really wanted to be involved in the song were revival. Like, you know, let's see a new movement in the church. Like, we long for that, an awakening, a revival, you know, renewal in the body so we can just shine brighter for a hurting and dark world. I think that was a theme that we had. Also, I think, I'm not exactly sure who came up with it that day, but, you know, this idea of working in the Lord's Prayer, especially the part, let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven, that was an idea that came very early in the piece, too. And, I mean, you can't go wrong with that prayer, to ask, you know, for Him to be honored, for His will to happen in your life. Like, if we prayed that all the time, how would our lives look? If we sincerely prayed that or sung this song, how would our lives look? Probably revival would break out. So the other kind of concept that I had kind of around, you know, the song on that day was just this idea of revival. You know, I've heard it said, revivalists have said, in times gone by, like if you want to see revival happen, go into your room, you know, draw a circle on the floor, step into that circle and say, you know, Lord, let revival start here and let it start in this circle with me. And so that's really the line in the song that says, let it start with us. Like, let his kingdom come and let it begin right now and let it start with me.
The song is called Kingdom Come by Rebecca St. James, and she's been our guest this morning. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you, Todd. Loved it. Thanks for having me.